All right, so the next topic we want to cover is taxes. Generally speaking, and again, these are generalizations, but Republicans are more for lower taxes. Again, because Republicans are typically for smaller government. So part of smaller government, as we've been talking about, would be lower taxes, less intrusion by the government into your finances, right? The government doing less and also therefore taxing less, right? So that just kind of jives with the whole Republican idea of smaller government. Now, again, there are going to be reasons that both parties are going to give for their particular tax policies. But there is a word that you'll hear Democrats use about redistribution of wealth, right? And this concept of let me at least give my most fair view of their, you know, sort of view on this, that they see such a discrepancy between the wealthy and between the poor. So they see that discrepancy and they say, well, we need to tax the wealthy more heavily, disproportionately than they would tax the middle class or poorer people. But we're going to disproportionately, not that they would use that word, but disproportionately tax the wealthy more so than other people because they have, you know, they have more income and therefore we're going to tax them more heavily to redistribute that wealth to poorer individuals, more people that are disadvantaged for a more even outcome, right? That's a term, again, that's sort of at least my layman's understanding of the term of redistribution of wealth, because there is a huge push for what they call equity, right? Equity being at least politically these days, equity meaning sort of like an even outcome. Everybody turns out the same. So this concept of redistribution of wealth and taxing the wealthy and then redistributing that to, you know, lower or middle class, you know, families is not something that God would advocate. And here's the reason why God does not advocate this disproportional taxing of the wealthy to redistribute that to the lesser fortunate. This is a principle that I'm sure you've heard before. It's 1 Timothy 5:18, and this is strictly talking about, or I should say specifically talking about pastors and teachers and them getting paid. But it does say that the scripture says, "Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward." So what he's laying out here, and again, he is using this for a specific application as far as pastors and teachers getting paid for what they do. But when he says that the laborer is worthy of his reward or the laborer is worthy of his wages, what he's saying is that when you work and you do a job, even if, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money and a lot of people are struggling in this world and there's a lot of people that have disadvantages and we hear about the word privilege a lot these days, if you are getting paid for a job that you do and you make your money honestly, the laborer is worthy of his reward. And what that means is that the reward of the wage, the pay that you receive, that's yours, and you are worthy or deserving of that pay. Someone else is not worthy or deserving of the pay that you get from your work. It's a very simple principle, but if I work, I get paid for my work. This is the way that it would have worked under the law as well. If we were, which we're not, but if we were able to merit something from God by our works, then obviously we would be worthy of our reward, and that reward would be due to us, not due to somebody else. So when you have someone that, you know, has a successful business or something, and they are being taxed disproportionately for the purpose of redistributing that wealth to a disadvantaged family, that's taking this principle and just sort of flipping it backwards. Despite how rich somebody may be, they could be the wealthiest person on the earth, and they should not be taxed disproportionately simply because we want to run a social program or we want to do some kind of outreach to disadvantaged families, because despite the fact that they may be richer than a lot of other people, that money is still theirs. That is their property because, again, the laborer is worthy of his wages. Now, if that person wants to give that money voluntarily to the disadvantaged, that would be a good thing. Right? So God is not against charity. God is not against giving. God is for giving. But giving is voluntary. And basically, this concept of redistribution of wealth that a lot of Democrats advocate, again, what they're going to say is everybody should just pay their fair share. And that's fine. But to me, fair share would mean, you know, equal proportionally, not that you tax the wealthy disproportionately just because they are wealthy. And again, as I said before, if they want to give that wealth, that's a good thing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, that every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. What that means is that each person should give what he purposes in his own heart and not out of necessity. In other words, not because he has to. When somebody labors and makes their money honestly, because obviously that is what we're talking about here, we're talking about people that make their money honestly. If they make their money honestly, they should not be taxed disproportionately, because basically what it kind of is, it's sort of like, because someone has excess wealth and we look at them and say, well, you know what? You're almost too wealthy at this point. You'll hear a lot of Democrats talk about, you know, billionaires and, oh, you know, all the billionaires because they have all the money. But the problem with this is that if they make that money, no matter how much that money is, that is their money that they got because of their labor. And again, if they made that money honestly, then that is still their money. And the way that God would have that wealth, if you want to use the term redistributed, to the, you know, lesser fortunate than they are, or to the disadvantaged, is by them purposing in their own heart to give it, not that the government would cause them to give it or force them to give it out of necessity. High taxes on the wealthy disproportionately to everybody else is basically just forced charity. It's like you're forcing them to give to the disadvantaged. It's giving out of necessity. And that, again, that goes against the principle of morality of the way that God sees giving, and that is that you should give as you purpose in your own heart. You shouldn't give out of necessity or grudgingly because someone's forcing you to give. God is for giving, but he's for voluntary giving and redistributing wealth to no matter how disadvantaged somebody is. This is a very important thing. No matter how disadvantaged somebody is, that does not entitle them to somebody else's money. That's stealing. When you feel entitled to someone else's money, that means you're stealing their money. And you can say it's for a good cause. You can call them privileged for one reason or another. You can say, well, they got their money easy and they have too much excess wealth. And we can give all these different reasons for why the wealthy should be disproportionately taxed on their money. But ultimately, it's just stealing money from them and giving to somebody that is not entitled to it, right? The laborer is worthy of his reward, and we should not be taxing the wealthy disproportionately. So when it comes to taxes, even the Republicans and Democrats on taxes, I'm going to go Republican. Because again, when I see principles like this in the Bible, and then I hear Democrats talking about redistribution of wealth, I don't hear that from the Republicans. And again, I do follow politics. I'm not super educated on all of these things. You know, that's why I'm trying to basically just stick with the biblical principles here, because those are things I do understand, more than the in-depth politics. But at the same time, though, when I hear Democrats talking about redistribution of wealth, and I hear Republicans, it's really what I don't hear from Republicans when it comes to redistribution of wealth. I look at the Bible and I say, hey, Republicans line up more, even in the case of taxes, than the Democrats do. God is for smaller government, and this particular political party wants to tax me less. So that's smaller government. That's less interference from the government in my life, while the Democrats, I don't see the same advocacy. So again, this whole teaching is not just to advocate the Republican Party, but just from what we've seen so far and the verses that I've given you, I think it's pretty apparent, I hope it's apparent, that the Republican stance on, you know, whether it's big government versus small government, or when it comes to taxes or gun rights and things like that, they're just simply more in line with the principles that God advocates for. Small government, keeping government in check, and voluntary giving, and giving that's not forced or out of necessity to help the disadvantaged.